Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Deutsche Telekom lifts its dividend forecast with plans for record payouts, share buybacks, and bold investments in network, cloud, and AI initiatives. Sweeping leadership shifts and competitive pricing strategies at key operators, including Telefónica, highlight mounting market turbulence, and EU deliberations to allocate the 6 GHz frequency band pave the way for future 6G mobile standards.
According to the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, Deutsche Telekom has raised its forecast and plans to pay a record dividend, increasing the per-share payout from 90 cents to 1 euro. The decision comes as robust performance from its American subsidiary, T-Mobile US, which accounts for 2/3 of the group's revenue and profit, continues to drive overall group performance. Chairman Tim Höttges emphasized that this action is a means of sharing good results with shareholders while highlighting a competitive dividend yield of 3.8% in the European market. Additionally, Deutsche Telekom is planning a share buyback of up to 2 billion euros in 2026, a move that underscores the belief that non-US business segments are undervalued. The report also noted significant investments in network expansion, including increased spending on glass fiber broadband and the establishment of an AI cloud in Munich in collaboration with NVIDIA. These initiatives, along with the strong performance of T-Mobile US, have prompted the company to raise its forecast for 2025, targeting an adjusted operating profit of around 45.3 billion euros and a free cash flow of approximately 20.1 billion euros.
Wewo.de provides a detailed examination of current turbulence in the German telecommunications market, noting significant personnel changes at key companies such as Deutsche Telekom, Telefonica, and Vodafone. The article recounts the departure of long-standing executives like Wolfgang Metze and a premature contract termination for Telefonica's Germany chief, events that signal broader strategic challenges in an increasingly competitive landscape. It describes how these changes are occurring amid stagnant growth in both the fiber and mobile markets, and outlines how intense competition has led to drastic price cuts and reduced profits. The report further discusses how measures taken by Telefonica, including dividend reductions and aggressive pricing strategies, contrast with the steadier, albeit challenged, performance of Deutsche Telekom. Overall, the piece paints a picture of a market under pressure, where even attractive new offers and bundling strategies do little to mask deep-seated operational and competitive difficulties.
Handelsblatt.com, via Reuters, reports that European telecom operators are expected to gain additional access to the 6 GHz frequency band, as an EU expert committee is anticipated to recommend that most of the spectrum be allocated for mobile data exchange. This decision is seen as a prerequisite for the future introduction of the 6G mobile standard in the coming decade, with further allocation details set to be determined by 2027. The article notes that technology giants such as Apple and Microsoft had hoped for a share of the spectrum for WLAN applications, suggesting that the outcome will particularly benefit mobile operators rather than these companies. It also points to upcoming discussions within the International Telecommunication Union regarding the roadmap for future mobile technologies based on this frequency band. The report provides a forward-looking view on how these regulatory decisions could offer the telecom sector a strategic advantage in network upgrades and innovation.
The article published by CT Magazine for Computer Technology examines the long-term implications of mobile contracts in a market where prices are continuously declining. It explains that while existing contracts may maintain stable prices, the rate of technological and market advances renders them relatively costlier compared to newly available offers. The piece highlights the risks of long-term contracts, especially when bundled with subsidized smartphones, and emphasizes that separate smartphone purchases can often provide better long-term value. It also discusses the complexities of network selection, noting that while Telekom and Vodafone currently lead in performance, O2 has been actively working to close coverage gaps regionally. Furthermore, the article delves into data transmission rates, tariff limitations, and the potential pitfalls of automatic data top-ups as key challenges in securing a favorable and transparent mobile service contract.
The report in Euro M. Sontag announces that Spanish executive Santiago Argalich Hesse is set to take over as CEO of Telefónica Deutschland in January 2026. This leadership change follows the departure of long-serving CEO Marcus Haas, who will remain until the end of 2025 to ensure a smooth transition after more than 25 years of involvement. Hesse, coming from Cellnex, where he last managed its Spanish subsidiary, expressed his honor in taking the helm of Telefónica Deutschland, acknowledging the significant achievements of the current team. The article also notes a recent strategic development where the Spanish parent company of Telefónica halved its dividend, causing a notable drop in the stock price and announced new growth initiatives in core services as well as in areas like defense and cybersecurity. These changes signal both a leadership transition and a strategic shift aimed at reinforcing Telefónica's competitive position in the telecommunications market.
In today's briefing on technology and innovation, Handelsblatt reports on the drive to advance physical AI, a development that promises to enable machines to operate autonomously in the real world beyond digital interfaces. The article highlights that AI-driven bots are already navigating online environments independently and suggests that soon these technologies could be extended to control physical systems in dangerous or high-stakes scenarios, such as military operations. Handelsblatt explains that the evolution of physical AI, which draws from advancements in radar systems, GPS, and other military innovations, is expected to fuel significant progress in civilian areas, including autonomous driving, logistics, agriculture, and robotics. The narrative underlines the strategic investments in defense, mentioning that large budgets and startups such as Fernride and Helsing are leveraging these funds not only to enhance military capabilities, but also to gather essential real-world data, thereby accelerating development. Finally, the article details challenges such as the higher computational power and energy demands of physical AI, while emphasizing that strong political resolve and integrated innovation across sectors, exemplified by the work at Airbus Defense and Space and initiatives focused on unmanned systems, are key to bridging these gaps and positioning Europe competitively on the global stage.
The article published on Telterif DDE discusses a recent court ruling that prevents Freenet from imposing contracts for additional services without explicit customer consent. The piece reports that the additional service, known as 24 Symbols Flat, which offers access to digital books, was added to a customer's agreement despite the customer having declined the offer during an unsolicited telephone call by a call center acting on behalf of Freenet in the spring of 2025. The article from Telterif DE explains that the consumer received an email confirmation for the unwanted contract, prompting the customer to file a formal complaint with the Hamburg Consumer Protection. As a result, the case was brought before the Landgericht Kiel, which ruled on the 11th of September 2025 that Freenet's actions constituted an unacceptable level of harassment under Fjärde 7 ABS, one of the Unfair Competition Act, significantly infringing on the consumer's private life and forcing unnecessary reactions to reject the contract. In conclusion, Telterif.de underscores the clear stance of the Hamburg Consumer Protection, which advises affected customers to defend their rights using a provided model letter, and demands that companies such as Freenet must be able to prove the explicit consent of customers before establishing any contracts.
The report further highlights Deutsche Telekom's strategic pivot towards technology and innovation. The company recently announced the establishment of an AI data center in Munich with the chip manufacturer NVIDIA, with the intention of launching a cloud platform for the German economy starting in the first quarter. This move complements the robust growth observed in T-Systems, the IT services subsidiary, which achieved a 23% increase in operating profit in the third quarter thanks to its expanding cloud business and data center projects. The focus on advanced technologies such as AI and cloud services underscores how Deutsche Telekom is seeking to reinforce its competitive position in a fast-evolving digital market. This investment in future-oriented technology serves to complement the financial buoyancy driven primarily by T-Mobile US.
In addition, the article outlines Deutsche Telekom's ongoing efforts to bolster its fiber optic network infrastructure. Plans are underway to significantly increase spending on fiber expansion, driven by the ability to pass on tax advantages from accelerated depreciation. The company aims to connect 2.5 million households annually, and in the third quarter, it added 155,000 fiber-connected customers, representing an 18% increase compared to the previous year. Despite this progress, the current penetration rate of fiber contracts remains low at 16.1%, markedly below the potential reach of 11.8 million households, and the national average of 27%. The report also points to a current challenge in the domestic market where 25,000 broadband customers were lost during the quarter, partly due to shifts away from traditional DSL connections.
Deutsche Telekom CEO Tim Höttges has called on the state to mandate the use of fiber connections by public authorities and to facilitate a faster rollout of fiber infrastructure by streamlining permit processes and easing regulatory requirements. This proposal, noted in an article by Deutsche Telekom's publication and detailed in the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, aligns with similar remarks made by Digital Minister Karsten Wildberger during the unveiling of Telekom's AI data center plans in Berlin. The discussions highlight that while a dominant position in the fixed-line market positions Deutsche Telekom favorably, fostering a competitive environment within the fiber market is essential for Germany's digital advancement. With substantial profits garnered from its American operations, the company appears well able to independently finance further domestic investments without relying on excessive government intervention, ensuring that state support does not compromise market competition.
The publication chip.de reports on the successful completion of the largest network migration in Germany by the mobile provider 1&1. The article explains that over 12 million customers were migrated to a newly established 5G network within less than 2 years, marking a significant technical advancement. It mentions that the company, operating out of Montabaur, collaborated with around 100 partners to achieve this milestone and leveraged Europe's first fully virtualized and cloud-based Open RAN mobile network. The report highlights that deploying Open RAN technology not only abolished the MVNO model, but also set a new standard for digital sovereignty and security, fulfilling the obligation imposed by the Federal Network Agency to operate independently before the end of 2025. Further, the publication emphasizes how CEO Ralph Dommermuth sees the new network as a catalyst for increased market competition and greater consumer choice. While 1&1's commitment to sustainability is underlined by its operation with certified green electricity and initiatives such as free eSIM activation. The article concludes with a cautionary note, mentioning that the growing popularity of this advanced network has also attracted fraudulent activities and advises customers to remain vigilant.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung reports on global innovation dynamics as outlined in the latest ranking by the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO. The ranking highlights that while the West appears to be losing influence, the East is gaining momentum with 24 Chinese innovation clusters among the top 100 worldwide. The report emphasizes that the leading position is held by the metropolitan region of Shenzhen, Hong Kong, Guangzhou, followed by notable regions such as the Greater Tokyo area and Silicon Valley. It was further explained that European deep tech ecosystems, particularly in cities like Munich, Berlin, Paris, Amsterdam, or Heidelberg, present significant potential to drive economic growth and could generate 1 million new jobs if fully industrialized. The article, drawing on a study by McKinsey & Company, underscores that despite Europe's high research density, especially evident in Germany, the pace of applied research and innovation is faster in America and China.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.